कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जयो राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे, जयो श्री गोपाल श्री गोपाल, जयो श्री गोपाल, जयो गौरनिताय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय, जयो गौरनिताय, जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय गुरुदेव 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 नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल निताय गौर हरि बोल जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद हेज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य श्रीला हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यनंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की गंगा मई की जमुना मई की भक्ति देवी की तुलसी देवी की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः नमः पंकजनाभाय नमः पंकजमालिने नमः पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रिये सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो टू चैप्टर टू चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द लॉर्ड इन द हार्ट वर्स नंबर 28 ततो विशेषं प्रतिपद्य निर्भयस् तेनापनापो नलमूर्तिरत्वरन् ज्योतिर्मयो वायुमुपेत्य काले वाय्वात्मनाखं बृहदात्मलिङ्गम् ततो विशेषं प्रतिपद्य निर्भयस् तेनात्मनापो नलमूर्तिरत्वरन् ज्योतिर्मयो वायुमुपेत्य काले वाय्वात्मनाखं बृहदात्मलिङ्गम् ततो विशेषं प्रतिपद्य निर्भयस् तेनात्मनापो नलमूर्तिरत्वरन् ज्योतिर्मयो वायुमुपेत्य काले वाय्वात्मनाखं बृहदात्मलिङ्गम् ततो विशेषं प्रतिपद्य निर्भयस् तेनापनापो नलमूर्तिरत्वरन् ज्योतिर्मयो वायुमुपेत्य काले वाय्वात्मनाखं बृहदात्मलिङ्गम् ततो विशेषं प्रतिपद्य निर्भयस् तेनात्मना पूर्णमूर्तिरत्वरम् ज्योतिर्मयो वायुमुपेत्य काले वाय्वात्मनाखं बृहदात्मलिङ्गम् ततो विशेषं प्रतिपद्य निर्भयस् तेनात्मनापो नलमूर्तिरत्वरम् ज्योतिर्मयो वायुमुपेत्य काले वाय्वात्मनाखं बृहदात्मलिङ्गम्
माताजी So we will take the word by word meaning. Tatha, thereafter, Vishesham, particularly, Pratipadya, by obtaining Nirbhaya, without any doubt. Tena, by that, Atmana, pure self. Apaha, water. Anala, fire. Murti, forms. Atvaran, by surpassing. Jyoti Maya, effulgent. Vayum, atmosphere. Upetya, having reached there. Kale, in due course of time. Vayu, air, Atmana, by the self, Kham, ethereal, Bruhat, great, Atmalingam, the real form of the self. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. After reaching Satyaloka, the devotee is specifically able to be incorporated fearlessly by the subtle body in an identity similar to that of the gross body. And one after another, he gradually attains the stages of existence from earthly to watery, fiery, glowing and airy until he reaches the ethereal stage. Purport. Anyone who can reach Brahmaloka or Satyaloka by dint of spiritual perfection and practice is qualified to attain three different types of perfection. One who has attained a specific planet by dint of pious activities attains places in terms of his comparative pious activities. One who has attained the place by dint of Virjat or Hiranyagarbha worship is liberated along with the liberation of Brahma. But one who attains the place by dint of devotional service is specifically mentioned here in relation to how he can penetrate into the different coverings of the universe and thus ultimately disclose his spiritual identity in the absolute atmosphere of supreme existence. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, all the universes are clustered together up and down, and each and every one of them is separately sevenfold covered. The watery portion is beyond the sevenfold coverings, and each covering is 10 times more expansive than the previous covering. The personality of Godhead, who creates all such universes by his breathing period, lies above the cluster of the universes. The water of the causal ocean is differently situated than the covering of water of the universe. The water that serves as covering for the universe is material, whereas the water of the causal ocean is spiritual. As such, the watery covering mentioned herein is considered to be the false egoistic covering of all living entities, and the gradual process of liberation from the material coverings one after another is mentioned herein is the gradual process of being liberated from false egoistic conceptions of the material gross body and then being absorbed in the identification of the subtle body till the attainment of the pure spiritual body in the absolute realm of the kingdom of God. Sridhar Swami confirms that a part of the material nature, after being initiated by the Lord, is known as the Mahat Tattva. A fractional portion of the Mahat Tattva is called the false ego. A portion of the ego is the vibration of sound, and a portion of sound is atmospheric air. A portion of the airy atmosphere is turned into forms, and the forms constitute the power of electricity or heat. Heat produces the smell of the aroma of the earth, and the gross earth is produced by such aroma. And all these combined together constitute the cosmic phenomenon. The extent of the cosmic phenomenon is calculated to be diametrically both ways 4 billion miles. Then the coverings of the universe begin. The first stratum of the covering is calculated to extend 80 million miles, and the subsequent coverings of the universe are respectively of fire, effulgence, air and ether, one after another, each extending 10 times further than the previous. The fearless devotee of the Lord penetrates each of them and ultimately reaches the absolute atmosphere where everything is one and the same spiritual identity. Then the devotee enters one of the Vaikuntha planets where he assumes exactly the same form as the Lord and engages in the loving transcendental service of the Lord. That is the highest perfection of devotional life. Beyond this, there is nothing to be desired or achieved by the perfect yogi. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्णपादां सहगणा ललितां श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पति गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। सिंसियरली सीकिंग द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज दोज असेंबल्ड हियर एंड दोज ऑनलाइन एंड ऑल्सो आई वुड लाइक टू एक्सप्रेस माई डीप ग्रेटिट्यूड टू हिज ग्रेस Radhika Vallabh Prabhu and His Grace Pavaneshwar Prabhu for the valuable inputs and guidance they have given in making this little presentation. So, we are on the second canto, second chapter, verse number 28 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Bhagavat Subodhini given by His Grace Gaurang Darshan Prabhu has taken an overview of the second canto by breaking it up into three parts. Part A, chapters 1 to 3, explains the superiority of Bhakti Yoga. So our verse comes under this part. Part B, Sarga Visarga, through conversation between Brahma and Narada. And Sarga is the primary creation by Vishnu as his Purushavatars. And Visarga is the secondary creation by Brahma of each and every universe, populating and assigning position to different living entities and educating them on how to go back to Godhead. At the end of the seventh chapter, a conclusion is given as to why to study the Leela of creation, which is generally technical in nature. So the verse 53 of the seventh chapter of the second canto says, Mayam varnato mushya ishwarasya anumodata shrinvata shraddhaya nityam maya atmana muhyati. If one constantly describes the activities of maya, that is, the Lord's material illusory energy in relation to the Lord, remembers Maya or hears about Maya with proper faith, one will not be bewildered by the insurmountable influence of Maya. So the purpose of studying the material creation is to gain liberation from the entanglement of Maya, that is illusory energy, and go back to the Lord and engage in His devotional service, and thus be relieved of all anxieties of material life. That is, to experience Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means without anxieties. Vai means without. Kuntha means anxiety. So, Prabhupada has very nicely said Material problems cannot be solved by material solutions. Material solutions will only aggravate the problem. The solution to the material problems is spiritual solutions. So the part C, the third part, chapters 8 to 10, consists of questions raised by Parikshit Maharaj. And in answer, Sukadev Goswami quotes the Chaturshloki Bhagavatam given by Brahma. So these consist of four verses of chapter 9th, verses number 33, 34, 35 and 36. And Gaurang Darshan Prabhu has very nicely presented it in a very simple way. So chapter, verse 33 says, the Lord alone existed previous to creation as the Lord of the spiritual world. Everything has come from Him. There was nothing before Him. 34th verse says, the Lord said, whatever appears to be of any value, if it is without relation to me, has no reality. It is my illusory energy. So anything disconnected with the Lord falls under the category of Maya. 35, I myself exist within everything created. I myself exist within everything created. And at the same time, I am outside of everything. Contradicting. So the same thought is expressed in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat avyakta murtinam matsthani sarva bhutani na chaham tesho vastita. He says, Maya tatamidam sarvam. I am pervading the entire creation by my impersonal feature. Matsthani sarva bhutani. Everything is within me. But in the next verse he says, Nacha matstani bhutani pashyame yoga maishwaram bhuta prinnacha bhutasto mamatma bhuta bhavana. So he says, but nothing is in me. I am outside of everything. I have my separate identity. I have my separate existence. I have my separate abode. I am separately existing. So then he says, are you confused? Well, that is my mystic opulence. To understand Krishna, we have to keep our logic and reasoning aside. Usko band ke rakh do baju mein. We only have to use faith, shraddha, devotion, and that is the key to understanding the Lord, His message and His activities. Verse number 36, he says, only by practice of bhakti you can overcome lethargy and pride. Lethargy is actually the complacency we experience in this world. Everything is going fine, changa, all first class, no problem. And we don't feel the need to be active. So that is complacency. And pride. Pride means egoistic mentality. We are covered with that false ego. When we enter this material world, we are insulated by that. Just so that we can enjoy the material world. We'll come to that point later on. So this way, it's explained that only by the practice of bhakti, you can overcome this complacency and this egoistic mentality. That is lethargy and pride. So now, we come back into the second chapter of this second canto. So now we were just going around and having a look around. Aju baju mein kya hai? So now we enter the second chapter and here we try to run through the flow of this chapter, taking it verse by verse, thematically. So in the verse, first verse, Lord Brahma meditated on the Virat Rupa and regained his lost consciousness by appeasing the Lord to rebuild the creation as it was before. In the second verse, verse number 2 to 7, Sukadeva Goswami has described meditation in the Virat Roop in the first chapter itself and is now giving the example of Brahmaji in chapter 2, that he is the one who meditated on the Virat Roop. And what did he get? He got his lost consciousness and he was able to continue his activities as the secondary creator and rebuild this entire universe internally. So Sukadeva Goswami rejects the path of karma kanda and glorifies the path of liberation, complete renunciation. In answer to Parikshit Maharaj's question, what is the paramount duty of a man about to die? Only materialistic people will go for karma kanda. Verse numbers 8 to 12 returns to the topic of dharana, the stage in Ashtanga Yoga before dhyana, after which the final stage of samadhi comes. Verse numbers 13 to 14 mentions those who progress from Virata Rupa to Paramatma is one. If one is not able to focus on Paramatma, one should meditate on Virata Rupa, the universal form, and then come to focusing on the Paramatma. So this process has been mentioned here. Verse numbers 15 to 21. Practice and process of living of an advanced yogi is given here. Here mention is made of Bhakti Mishra Yoga. Bhakti Mishra Yoga, pure bhakti is dealt with after verse numbers 32. Because in the assembly, not everyone was a pure devotee. And it ultimately concludes that bhakti is the best. In verse number 70, the term Labdhopashanti appears, which is a state of complete peace beyond the three modes, and there is no disturbance. Verse numbers 19 to 21, the Shat Chakra Yoga is mentioned, where the yogi, the Ashtanga Yogi, raises the life force, the spine, that there are six chakras in the spinal cord, and raises the life force from the base, and from there he raises it right to the top, and then ultimately focuses and concentrates on that life force to escape from this bodily cage and breaks open the skull at the top, and that is known as Brahma Rantra. And then the life force escapes out, the yogi discards the material body and then enters into the spiritual kingdom. So that is the process of Ashtanga Yoga. So that is mentioned as the Shat Chakra Yoga. Then verse numbers 22 to 31. The path of Krama Mukti, those with residual desires not fully purified. Not everybody will be fully purified. There is one qualification to enter the spiritual creation, and that is no material desires at all. Completely. Not even a little tinge of it should be there. So therefore, but still it may not be possible for everybody to do it at one go. So therefore there may be stages where one will have to go gradually, stage by stage, little by little, overcoming the material desires. So that is known as the path of Krama Mukti. So that is described from verse numbers 22 to 31. And our verse 28 is in this particular topic. So those with residual desires are not fully purified. They have no attraction for even Swarga or Ruvar Loka. They have risen above that. But then they still have curiosity to know about the upper planetary system. The Mahar Loka, Jana Loka, Tapa Loka and the Satya Loka. They feel, ek bar jaake dekh lete hain, kaisa lagta hai udhar? How are things over there? Something very, very special, we have heard about it. So because of the curiosity to go to Mahar Jana and then to Brahma Loka, so they go through the stage by stage purification. In the 23rd verse, the perfected yogis are transcendentalists. That is, time and space barrier does not exist for them. They have transcended. That is the meaning of the word transcend. Transcendental means to cross over the boundaries of time and space. In the material world, we are all within the clutches of time and space. We are always faced with deadlines. We are faced with death itself. But what we need is lifeline to come out of this material world. So, in this regard, I would like to introduce to you one book, and that is a book by Anita Murjani, Dying to Be Me. It is very profound in the sense she had a near-death experience. This Anita Murjani is of Indian origin, settled in Hong Kong. From her birth itself, she is there. So she has been brought up in that environment. But still, she is from a Sanatan Dharma family. So she was worshipper of the Sanatan Dharma and following the process. But she was following the impersonal feature of the Lord. And of course, to some extent, a little bit of Buddhism and all other local influences were there. So now this lady, she developed cancer and she was admitted to the hospital. But even at that stage, when she knew that she is having cancer, she came to India. She tried various alternative therapies, but it did not work for her. Then ultimately, she tried so many other things, but nothing worked. Then ultimately, she had to be hospitalized. And what was happening is, all the lymphatic glands, they were swelling. The cancer was spreading throughout the body. And they were bursting, pus was coming out, dirty smell was coming from her body. She was in a very, very pitiable situation. And she was wondering, what is happening to me? And so when she was like that, gradually, her mother was there, attending on her, her husband was there, doing his best for her, and the doctors were trying their best, but of no avail. It so happened that death came to her. The soul left the body. And what happened when the soul left the body? She was like floating in the ceiling of the room and she was seeing her dead body lying down. She could see her mother outside in the passage crying very, very profusely. And she could see on the first floor doctor talking with her husband and husband pleading to the doctor, "Please doctor, save my wife, somehow do something." He said, "It is beyond our means," but then the doctor came up. And meanwhile, she also saw her brother in a flight in Hong Kong. No, a flight going to Hong Kong from Mumbai. Her brother was seated in the aircraft and she was standing there next to him in a spiritual body. She had left her material body. So that spirit was there. She was trying to talk to him, "Bhaiya, don't worry," but no avail. She was not able to communicate because the link between the soul and the external world is this material body, and that was absent. So she could not. But then she saw all this. Why am I mentioning this here? Because it is explained here, the perfected yogis are transcendentalists. That is, the time and the space barrier they have crossed. So this is the nature of the spiritual nature. There is no barrier of space or time. You can be anywhere, anytime, as you wish. That is why Narad Muni is known as a spaceman. He can go anywhere at will. So, this is a near-death experience. And then what happened? I'll just briefly say. She came back into the body. The doctors were trying to revive her. And that graph which had gone straight, it started moving the normal way. And she came back to herself. But once she came back, now she came back with the memory of her near-death experience. Now she came back with the conviction that I am not this body, I am the soul. And that itself gave her the strength, the immunity the body now gathered to fight back with that spiritual energy that she had now gained. And she told the doctor, "Doctor, I am going to revive and I will be all right." The doctor went about with that treatment, but miraculously within a week she was fit and within a week she was discharged. So then, she then went about her life, but now in a different consciousness, in an elevated consciousness. So this is a must-read book because, and here I would like to mention one important point, and that is our Balaram Shakti Prabhu, just on Saturday, he was mentioning that there are three kinds of pramanas, pratyaksha praman, anuman praman, and shabda praman. So spiritual topics are all shabda praman. But material details are all pratyaksha praman. But then, without pratyaksha praman, we cannot accept even the shabda praman or the anuman. So for that, these kind of experiences, from time to time, the God, Lord, He raises the curtain and shows us something, what true nature is all about, and gives us an introduction to that. And then, such kind of experiences reinforces our faith in the words of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This also we need from time to time. And though this is something that we are talking about that has happened just now. And this Anita Murjani is alive now. And she is there. And she has given TV interviews. And if you check the Google, you will find it. If you check that, type Anita Murjani, you will find her entire interview. So what she has explained and what she has gone through. So anyway, now, verse number 24. After quitting body, the yogi first goes to the Vaishvanara. Vaishvanara is the demigod who is controlling fire. I think it is the sun planet. But why does he go there? To completely clean the residual material desires thoroughly. Because before you go to the spiritual world, you have to become qualified. So this verse is there in the 15th chapter of the Gita. Aham vaishvanaro bhutva praninam deham ashrita pana pana samayuktam prachamayannam chaturvidham. So there this word vaishvanara comes. So what does Krishna say? Aham vaishvanaro bhutva. He says, I am the fire element within the body of every being. And that is how the process of digestion takes place. We say dahana shakti. Dahana shakti means the digestive power. And that comes by dahana kriya. Dahana kriya means the burning process. The food is burnt in the intestines. And how does it get burnt? By the oxygen that is coming from the blood supplied. And that oxygen which we breathe from the atmosphere goes into the blood and then it goes into the intestines. And there it combines with the food particles, it burns it up. And that is how the body also gets regular heat. Because our body temperature is 98.4 degrees Fahrenheit. How to maintain that? Because there is a constant heat supply from the intestines. And so all this is there. So Krishna says, I am that heat, that is that burning process, that digestive power within your body. I am that. That he says in the 15th. So here, once again, when the soul is living this material creation, through that digestive process, he's been cleaned and then sent to the spiritual world. And then it is explained, the Milky Way is the path to the Brahmaloka. That is how it shows the path to the Brahmaloka. Then he goes to Dhruvaloka or the pole star and reaches the circle called Shishumara Chakra. This is the navel of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. So, this is something intriguing because what is mentioned here, that this is the Shishumara Chakra, is the turning point of the universe. So I was a little puzzled. What is the meaning of the turning point of the universe? So I called my helpline. I have phoned Pavaneshwar Prabhu and he told me what is the turning point of the universe. So I have got something just to demonstrate it. See, we have seen this. What is this? This is a toy. It is dangled in the, you know, cradle, when a baby is put in the cradle, and the baby can only see, cannot do anything, cannot move, either sideways also. Very small baby. So this is dangled on the top of the cradle, and what is happening? Key is given. So what happens? It goes like this. So this is being shown just to make us understand one thing, that in the same way, this is the Shishumara Chakra, this circle, from which all the planets of this material world are dangled by invisible thread. And this Shishumara Chakra represents the navel of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. And this is why it is called as the turning point, because from here, all the planets, they are kept in position in their orbit by these invisible threads. And it is here that the yogi goes to the Shishumara Chakra. And just above the place, that Dhruvaloka, is the position of the Kshirodakshayi Vishnu, the Shweta Dvipa. It is coming in that position. And over there, he is lying as Kshirodakshayi Vishnu, entering into the heart of each and every individual, in the soul, coming into the soul of each and every individual as Paramatma. And that same Kshirodakshayi Vishnu enters into every atom. He enters into every atom and he pervades the entire creation. Living as well as non-living is completely occupied by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his impersonal feature as the Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. He goes there and as Paramatma. And the living entities as that. And then there is one feature also. Scientists tell us the electrons go around the central nucleus of the atom. But from where do the electrons get their energy? So then this probably gives us an explanation. Because the Lord is present there and he is the source of all energy. Maybe he is driving these electrons. Electricity is a very important force. So that may be the spiritual, impetus given by the spiritual energy of the Lord. So we understand from this so many aspects of material creation which even science is not able to explain, because knowledge, material knowledge by itself is only ignorance. Material knowledge in conjunction with spirituality actually can throw light. So anyway, now here that point we mentioned, the Shishumara Chakra. Then from there, the yogi goes further. Then from there he enters the upper planetary systems, the Maharaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, and ultimately he comes to the Satyaloka or the Brahmaloka. So at the time of final devastation, a fire issues from the mouth of Ananta, who is at the base of this universe, and on the coils of Ananta, the Garbhodakshayi Vishnu is lying. And this fire burns all the planets of this universe. And when it burns all the planets of this universe to ashes, those living entities in the upper regions, they have an airplane, they go to the Satyaloka, and from there they penetrate the layers of this material universe and they escape into the spiritual kingdom, in the spiritual abode, because by that time they are all fully purified. The upper planetary systems are places where they have no base desires and they are more or less in association with the Lord most of the time. And therefore, they then go further there. There is no lamentation or fear in the Brahmaloka. Only there is compassion for the suffering souls of the Bhuloka and the other places down the line. So the layers of earth, water, fire, air, ether are 10 times more larger than the each previous layer. And then there is the layer of Ahankar, and then there is the layer of Mahatattva. Finally, the yogi pierces through all this and then enters the spiritual realm where he is free of this material contamination and in his original spiritual self. So in the purport, 3 types of perfections are mentioned. One is achieving different planets in the universe by the karma kanda process, worship of different devatas. So this is the destination of the karmis. They engage in this karma kanda and they will go to the abode of the devatas. That is mentioned in the Gita. Yanti deva vrita devan pitran yanti pitra vritan bhutani yanti bhutejya yanti mat yajino pimam. The jnanis, they worship the Virata Rupa and they gain the planet of Brahmaloka. The Brahma himself was focusing on the Virata Rupa. And then the Bhakti Mishra Yoga, they penetrate the coverings of the universe and get liberated, of course. But this process of Krama Mukti is the gradual process of liberation. But then the sages, they tell us there is a better process, and that is Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is like the elevator. You don't, in the other processes, the effort has to come from you. You have to struggle, you have to strive, and you have to climb step by step. For climbing every step, you have to exert your muscles. But in Bhakti Yoga, it is the elevator that takes you up. It is the grace of the Lord that pulls you up. It just takes you to the destination and leaves you at the place. That is the special feature of Bhakti Yoga. It takes you right up to the destination and leaves you at the right process. So, process of creation is like a telescope where the cylinders glide one into the other. So from one the other comes, from the other the third, and so it goes on. This is like a telescopic expansion. So we see all these things as they come. So in the first place, Prakriti is inactive when Vishnu, Mahavishnu is breathing out, and then he glances on this Prakriti, and his glance actually activates the whole process. That is why Vishnu gets his name from the fact that Pravishanti, he enters. Pravishanti iti Vishnu, one who enters, and he enters with the life force. The life force is reserved with him. Today, material scientists can do so many things, play about with matter and do their task, discovery and research and everything, and write thesis and everything. But they cannot do one thing. They cannot infuse life into matter. Nor can they take life out of matter. That is entirely the prerogative of the Supreme Lord. Because he holds the trump card in his hand. And therefore, what we need to do is, we need to take the benefit of material science, but spiritualize it by the spiritual process of Bhakti Yoga. And then we come to the point of perfection. So, when Mahavishnu glances, anyway, I am not going into all these things, but all I would like to say, that from one the other comes, from the other the third comes. So ultimately, we come to the point where the Panchabhutas are condensed. That means you have earth, water, fire, air and ether. And this ether has got a special role to play. This ether is supposed to be the form of Paramatma. Because here there is a word mentioned in the verse that we read. Brihat Atmalingam. Brihat means the great. And Atmalingam means ether. So that ether is the form of the Paramatma. And what is the subtle form of ether? It is sound. Subtle form of ether is sound. And what is the most important aspect of sound? The holy name of the Lord. The holy name of the Lord. That is why this holy name of the Lord has got so much potency. Because the holy name of the Lord condenses and becomes ether. Ether then further expands into the sense of touch. The sense of touch condenses and becomes air. So that is how the process gradually comes down. And so this ether has got a special place. And the holy name has got a special place. The sound vibration, the Vedas are sound vibration. So that is why the Vedas can deliver us. They can take you to that realm and take you, launch us into the spiritual realm. That launching power is there in this holy name. That is why I say, Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. So this holy name has come from the Goloka. And that is why it is not of this world. And that is why it has the potency to take you out of this world and deliver you at the feet of the Supreme Lord at His place. And there, this Bhakti Lata Beej will produce the fruit of love of God. And that love of God is what Krishna wants. And that is what He is wanting from each one of us. Krishna does not want your love forcefully. That is why He will never interfere with your individual freedom. He guarantees and assures you of your individual freedom. But He is also giving you three helplines in this material world. These three helplines are Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. And Guru is one from among the whole gathering of sadhus who are leading their lives based on the Shastras. The Shastras are given by the Lord personally. Chatushloki Bhagavat was given by Vishnu to Brahma. And Brahma then gives it to Narad, and Narad expands it further for all of us. And the Bhagavatam in the form that we are having it has come down in this fashion to us. And so it has the potency of taking us back to the spiritual world from where it has originally come. So that is the greatness of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is also the greatness of Guru. Brahmand Brahmito Kona Bhagyavan Jeeva Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Beej. So this whole process, how it fits perfectly with each other, when we study this creation and we also study the process by which the yogis go back, that is for those who are putting special effort. But for the general mass, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this age of Kali has given us the Yuga Dharma of Sankirtan. This is the Maha Yajna for this age of Kali. So just chanting the holy names of the Lord in congregation and individually as japa and in congregation as kirtan, we can get the same benefit of all the struggle the Ashtanga yogis go through simply by focusing on the holy name and getting absorbed in the service of the Lord. The service of the Lord has to be born of love. Love for God is inherent in every living entity. It is not something that has to be brought from outside. It is inherent, but it is in a sleeping state. It has to be awakened. So, how does it get awakened? By the simple process that the potency of that love is it translates into action as service. It expresses itself in action as service. And that service is actually proof that one has love. So mother loves the child, she serves the child. In the same way, the living entity, when he loves God, that living entity will serve God. And that service is bhakti. Bhakti is nothing but devotional service. Service and devotion. So acharyas have given us the simple formula. Right now, we have lost and forgotten that love. So they say, doesn't matter. There are two ends of the same stick. You catch the stick from the other end. You start your service. So this service that we are doing is regulated service. Get up and chant 16 rounds every day. Go to the temple, hear the Bhagavatam, engage in deity worship and engage in book distribution, read the Gita. So many things are given. All this is part of devotional service. What does this devotional service do? Just as the time element stirs the three modes and activates it, in the same way this devotional service will activate the dormant love of God within our heart and propel us into devotional service and propel us into the field of bhakti, and there we then experience that love of God, and that is the higher taste. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinah raso varjyam raso paspyasya param drishtva nivartate. So that is how when a person takes to the process of bhakti, automatically gives up the lower taste. Intoxication, meat eating, gambling, illicit sex, they simply fall off like dry leaves and the person is rejuvenated. It is not that the devotee has to make great struggle to give up these things. The solid proof is Prabhupada himself, how he brought up the hippies and made them into Vaishnavas. Patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. That is the greatness of Prabhupada. He had absolute faith in the holy name. Just this sound vibration, which is the beginning of this material creation, Prabhupada used that same vibration to take everybody back to the spiritual kingdom. So we, all of us, owe a great gratitude to our Guru. So I am just trying to express that gratitude to Guru. The sun shines brightly in the sky like a dazzling lamp. You, Maharaj, have lit our world, freed us from cold and damp. In darkness we were suffering and lost our way in life. Like a beacon light that shines, you guided us to God. Don't waste your time out here, you said, follow the saintly souls. Get up, arise, get set and go. This laziness please throw. Hear the call of your sweet Lord, waiting with open arms to hold you in his tight embrace and protect you with his grace. Such fortune great you have bestowed on us for once and all. Indebted we are all to you, in a crowd who stands so tall. Please keep us in your tender care. Don't let us go astray. In gratitude to your loving care, sincerely let us share and chant the names of the Supreme Lord with our body, mind and soul. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Your Dasana Das. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your patient hearing. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.